Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite. Hello.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Well, the tunes may be very cool down in the underground garage, but here in the No Static Attic, they're hot. And I'm just glad to have a voice. I know my voice might sound a little bit different to you, but trust me, just the other day I had like zero voice. Let's hope that that voice stays with me today. I'm Dave the Raven. It's my Relics and Rarity show. Some hit songs and those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. Off my Relics Rarity show, record produced by Frank Guida, the guy that brought you all those great Gary U.S. Bond 45s, Baby Earl and the Trinidads, going back to 1964 in the SPQR record label, and a tune called Back Slop. Data Rave just having a blast here on my Relics and Rarity show.
Stay.
like garage meets doo-wop, right? On the Chelsea record label, The Fabulaires. I love that record. Lonely Days and Lonely Nights.
There are two kinds of teardrops.
Two kinds of teardrops.
And I know you can cry. One is known as lonely teardrops. They come when lovers say goodbye.
I love just about everything this guy did. I miss him so much there. Up in rock and roll heaven way too soon. Del Shannon, spring of 1963, just cracked the top 50 on the Billboard Top 100. Two kinds of teardrops, and, well, I don't want you to cry. So I'm going to take you out to Reading, Pennsylvania for this soulful crooner. Don't cry, baby.
Baby, don't you cry. Tomorrow gonna bring sunshine. Daddy's coming home, so won't you please dry your eyes? Oh, listen to me, darling. This letter, you can open up the door, 'cause daddy's gonna be home. Yes, I am. You know, I remember the time that you needed me, darling. And oh, what a fool I was to walk out that door. Loved you. And I want you to know one thing. I ain't never gonna do the things that I did to you before. 'Cause you see, baby, I used to lie awake at night and just sit down and think of how it used to be when all the time I had a roving mind. But oh, my darling, I want you to know made up, baby, and I'm coming home. And believe me when I say that I know that we're gonna make it this time. So listen real close to me while I sing it to you again.
Don't cry, baby.
Don't cry, say it to you one more time.
Released on the B record label out of Reading, Pennsylvania, Chuck Colbert. That soulful ballad. Don't cry, baby. You know why I don't want you to cry? Because it's gonna be fine.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out, we can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out, we can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time. My friend, I have always thought that it's a crime. So I will ask you once again. Try to see it my way. Only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. While you see it your way, there's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out, we can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a crime, so I will ask you once again. Try to see it my way. Only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. While you see it your way, there's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out, we can work it out.
Well, hope we can work it out. I'm not sure, but I'm hoping. Number one record for the Beatles there in early 1966, of course. If we don't work it out, I know I'll be the one crying because she, well, no, she don't cry. Here's Del Ashley. Crying to yours truly, Dave the Ray. Nah, she's tough. She don't cry. Del Ashley, a.k.a. David Gates, the 70s superstar from Bread on the Manchester record label, She Don't Cry. If you cry, cry true love. That's the best way to cry.
If you cry, I think my heart would break. That would be much more than I could take. And if I saw a tear fall from your eye, darling, don't you know that I would die?
Kind of crying you want to do. If you cry, true love, the Drifters.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
Heart is light and my head is spinning. I'm going out with you tonight. I never thought your heart I'd be winning. I never ever thought I'd hold you tight. But every time I think about it, I wanna scream and shout it, yeah. I feel good, yes I do, feel good all over. Never will I forget how you smiled at me when our gaze turned into a stare. This had to be my true love standing there. You caught my eye every time I looked your way, and that's why I wanna say, yeah, 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 feel good all over. If I had schemed, baby, and planned it to the letter, better, no, no. But with no plot, no plan, strictly by chance, I got caught smack dab in the middle, yes I did, of a romance, yeah. I feel good, yes I do, yes I do. I feel good, yeah.
I'm playing all these very cool 45s. I definitely feel good all over. On the early Bird record label, that's Claude Huey. Claude Huey and a great tune called Feel Good All Over.
Record collections at yard sales. That's his music research. Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities.
It's time to take off with the Dave the Rave Soul Patrol.
Mama's too old to do the rock and roll, so won't you play me your sound? Listening to
call that top radio station looking for something slow. They call this radio station, this disc jockey, Dave the Rave. Marlene and the Debonettes on the Sunburst record label. Play me something slow. Okay, no problem.
I don't want nobody if I can't have you. If I can't.
Not just slow, but very soulful indeed there. Etta James, along with Harvey Fuqua from the Moonglow, summer of 1960. The two of them got together, and that was a chart record. Chart record came out on the Chess record label. Etta James, Harvey Fuqua, If I Can't Have You. And on a related Chicago label, the Argo label.
But you might have went to college. You might have went to school. But I got a pink Cadillac and I ain't nobody's fool. Ain't that a something, baby? Ain't that something, baby? Ain't that something, baby? Yeah, you're something else for me. Oh, yeah, you're something else. Come back home. Ain't that a something, baby? Ain't that something, baby? Ain't that something, baby? Yeah, you're something else for me. Oh, yeah, you're something else for me.
Origin. I think it's the origin of Bruce Springsteen's Pink Cadillac, the guy that had the hit record of Before the Next Teardrop Falls, but this is recorded way before that record. This is going back to the late 1950s. Freddie Fender, late 50s, early 60s, Freddie Fender on the Argo record label out of Chicago. You're Something Else for Me. Day of the Rave, it's my Relics and Rarities show, and something brand new. Well, actually not brand new, but considering the other records that we typically play on the Relics of Rarity show, something that came out on the Rounder record label in 2015. But what a great CD. What a great CD from this guy with that great retro sound. J.D. McPherson. We played something from him last week and one more this week from that CD.
I miss you so. Every time I fall away, I miss you so. Open your home, little darling. Follow me
tuned to the Relics and Rarities show, well, then you are definitely letting the good times roll. J.D. McPherson. Yes, now you gotta get up and dance. This record will definitely make you dance. Strange Love.
I know the boys are funky. I met the Philly dog. I left the jerk in Cleveland.
Of that fictitious group called The Strange Loves, buried on the B side of a record. That should have been the A side of the record. Early summer of 1966 on the Bang record label. They released their version of Hand Jive, and on the B side was I Gotta Dance. But whew, that is a killer side. They should have flipped the record over. It would have done way better than 1 week on the top 100 at number 100. Just that 1 week. Strange Love's I Gotta Dance. Day to Rave dancing up a storm here in the No Static Attic.
This is Relics and Rarities.
I keep on dancing, boy.
Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave. He's got a turntable, and he knows how to use it. Relics and Rarities with another collectible cut from Dave the Rave.
Of course, being it's the autumn season outside, I can hear the wind blowing.
You left me crying, all alone and blue. You thought that I was gonna sit around and waste my tears over you. But let me tell you now, you didn't take the sunshine away. You didn't take the hours from the day. Let me tell you now, you didn't take the peace from the Said a goodbye. You gave me a
chance to kiss a girl is the apple of my eye. And let me tell you now, you just take the sunshine away. You didn't take the hours from the day. And let me tell you now, you didn't take.
Everybody says you gotta dig it. From 1963 on the Tarks record label, those are the Strands. Yes, I hear it. I hear the breeze from the trees. The wind is blowing outside tonight, that's for sure.
When your heart is broken in two.
Day of the Rave Discover the Week, going back to June 14th of 2003. The great Teddy Green on the Capitol record label. Yes, what a great tune that is. Teddy Green in a tune called Cry.
Don't
time I play that particular record. I feel like marching. What a great beat. Should have been a much bigger hit for the young ladies. The Supremes. Early Supremes 45, tune called Let Me Go the Right Way. Well, back in 1967, a record came out on the Philips record label by a guy that was, you know, kind of like an icon over in Jamaica. And a record that, well, it got airplay because it actually hit the Billboard Top 100. It peaked at number 81. It spent 4 weeks on the Billboard charts. Now, there was many years where this record would be considered politically incorrect. It would be banned. I would imagine it would be banned on a lot of radio stations. But I guess today, if you've been watching the election here in America, well, I guess it's a record we can start to play again because it's kind of like playing itself out on the TV news every night. It's by Prince Buster.
The Ten Commandments of Man, given to a man through the inspiration of I, Prince Buster. Shalt have no other man but me. 2. Thou shalt not encourage no man to make love to you, neither kiss nor caress you, for I am your man, a very jealous man, and is ready to lay low any other man that may intrude in our love. 3. Remember to kiss and caress me, honor and obey me in my every woman fancy, 7 days a week and twice on Sundays, cause at no time will I ever be tired of IT hit. Honor my name so that every other woman may honor it also. 5. Thou shalt not provoke me to anger, or my wrath will descend upon you heavily. At night, or annoy me with your ear saints. Commandment 7. Thou shalt not shout my name in the streets if I'm walking with another woman, but wait intelligently until I come home, then we both can have it out decently. For I'm your man, a funny man, and detest the scandal in public places. Commandment 8. Thou shalt not drink nor smoke or use profane language, for those bad habits I will not stand for. 9. Thou shalt not commit adultery, for the world will not hold me guilty if I commit murder. 10. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's dress, nor her shoes, nor her peruke, nor her bed, nor her hat, nor anything that's hers. Neither shalt thou call my attention to anything that may be for sale in any stores, for I will not give thee anything but what you actually need for your purpose. Those are the Ten Commandments of Man, given to woman by me, Buster.
Well, the record definitely got played in the New York area on the soul radio stations, but I'm sure many markets never got to hear that record and probably are saying, whew, thank God for that. I don't know, I just felt like playing the record. Prince Buster on the Philips record label. Like I said, it did chart in that top 100. And of course, just a couple months after that was released in February of 67, there was an answer record released on the RCA Victor record label. And it was an answer record which took the actual Prince Buster record. It started it off, and then all of a sudden a woman stops him and says, I've heard your Ten Commandments, now here's mine. From Woman to Man, and that was by Princess Buster. But of course, because it had Prince Buster on there, they actually labeled the record by being by Prince and Princess Buster, the answer song to that one. I know, the crowd is demanding that I play the record. Well, maybe some future week. Day of the Rave, it's my Relics and Rarity Show. And of course, when I come back, I'll select one record out of 100,000 plus 45s, and we'll call it my Discovery of the Week. So don't go anywhere.
No, there's nothing wrong with your radio. You're tuned to Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarity Show. Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Out of 100,000 plus 45s here in the Relics and Rarities Vault, this is my Discovery of the Week. 1965. Gene and Gene. Now you know this particular 45 because it's Day of the Rave's Discovery of the Week. Gene, G-E-N-E, and Gene, J-E-A-N-N-E. Gene and Gene on the Cap record label. Once again, 1965. Write it down. It's a tune called I Know Me. It's Day of the Rave's Discovery of the Week. That'll do it for my Relics Roadie Show. Taking us on out of here is Jimmy Nickel, who, of course, at one time actually filled in for an ailing Ringo Starr. Yes, he played on a Beatles tour, I believe, over in Australia, I believe. Jimmy Nickel, of course, he had his own band, Jimmy Nickel and the Shub Dubs, on the Marmar record label. This 45 came out in 1964. His instrumental version of that classic of Night Train. Want to thank the affiliates who carry the Relics Roadie Show. Time 102.9 in Lutz, Florida. GoodTimeRadioNetwork.com. RadioVegas.rocks, the great WROCK Radio, and down there in San Antonio, Texas, it's the NoHitNetwork.com. Once again, NoHitNetwork.com, CoolClassicRock.com, and over in Lincoln, Nebraska, it's Huskerville Radio, WMOZ-FM in Moose Lake, Minnesota, home of Jiffy Jeff. TopShelfOldies.org, where you can catch me live most Sunday nights from 9 until midnight Eastern Time. WideMusic.com, OldiesRadio1620.com, Radio Kidnappers in Hawke's Bay, New Zealand, the Double Q in Farmington, Iowa, WRSG-FM in Sistersville, West Virginia, and WCPR-FM in Charleston, West Virginia, NJKEWL98.com, WKNRQ13.com, RocketRadio.net, and down there in sunny Flagler Beach, Florida, at Surf 97.3, and the legendary WFDL-AM in Waupun, Wisconsin, as well as oldiesamerica.net. If there's something that Lost 45 you're looking for, please contact me, Dave at DaveTheRave.com, and you can check out archives at www.DaveTheRave.com. Until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.